Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolinas with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron. It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate. Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait. We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that.
Side pieces.
Ronda Rouse.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to the BSS Carolinas show. What are you laughing about over
there? Are you sure? Can we start now?
We can start now.
Sure?
Don't worry. Javier will fix it.
Javier?
We got Javier now?
Yeah, he's back.
We fired Sarah.
No. She had to go. No, she's working for a new show.
She's finally getting paid.
Oh,
no. We can't get her services for free anymore.
No, she's working for this wrestling show. It's called Wrestling with Attitude.
Oh.
If you guys ain't checked it out, it's a wrestling podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to check that out. Make sure y'all are checking it out, too.
This guy called Summit runs it.
Summit.
I don't know who it is.
Well, whatever.
Well, anyway, he's from Ireland, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
Ronda, have y'all seen Ronda Rousey's interviews lately? She is pissed, isn't she? She's been giving it to her next opponent. I think she heard the show, and she's taking the side pieces comment personally.
Sorry about that.
You made her mad, dude.
No, her next opponent is that Brazilian chick, right?
And she, Cat?
I think, and she is just a beast. Like, she really is. She's a monster.
Ronda, you know, already said it's not going to be a quick fight. Punish this girl.
You know what's funny, though? She's going all the way to Brazil, to this girl's country, to beat her.
Hey, you got to go where the money is calling you. That's the heart of a lion. I will go into your home turf. I will
that's some Rocky
put you
stuff
in
right
an arm bar, make you tap, and then I will leave.
That's some Rocky stuff there.
I ain't worried about it. It's good to be back,
anyway,
though.
Yeah,
definitely is.
I'm glad to be back. You know, the land of sheep, cow,
sheep,
and ruins. Those are the three things.
And beer.
And Guinness. Beer. Let me add Guinness up there.
On Jameson.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget five.
Which, by the way, guys, y'all can sponsor us. Holler at us. Guinness, Jameson, I'm down. You guys down? Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I'm good with that. Hey, just sponsored by Jameson, who also sponsors Attitude Broadcasting, which we're sponsored by.
I have no problem drinking Jameson during the podcast whatsoever. None. If that's what it takes.
Of course, you're the couch guy. You see, that's what you should start doing during our hot sauce segment. Just drink Jameson on the couch. Yeah, you're on the couch.
And we'll know why your speech starts getting slurred. Thank you, Jameson.
Come the show. I don't know.
It's nice to be back. You know, I was gone for a couple of days, or 11 days.
That's not a couple.
It was nice. It was nice to get away. It's nice to be back, though. We had a lot going on. The only thing I know about any sports recently is Gaelic football. Now, you asked me about Gaelic football. I can tell you a little bit, not a lot.
Okay, but this is what I want to know. Do they deflate footballs in Gaelic football?
You talking about footballs or balls?
Either one.
I think they do balls, not footballs. I think it's PSI. Yeah.
Is it PSI?
Yeah.
Is it 12.5?
No, it's about 10.5, I think. So, but, you know, anyway, we got a lot of sports to talk about. I know I'm trying. You guys have been getting me caught up on sports. A lot of trading in baseball going on. Trade deadline's tomorrow at 4. We've got – college football coming up. A lot of college football news today.
So excited.
Oh, my gosh. Ohio State. My goodness, Buckeyes.
That's the OSU, right? Ain't that LeBron's school?
Yes.
He roots for them.
Yeah. He does. This is very true.
The defending national champions.
That's where he should went to. He was going to go to college there, right?
I don't think he ever really
was going to go to college. He just likes that he's LeBron and he can be on the field during the games.
Yeah, he can just do whatever he wants. He's LeBron.
If you guys are doing okay, how was y'all's 11 days since I've seen you?
Miserable, man. I miss being around you guys.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
bring a tear.
Something about your Frodo complexion really
does
it for me.
What do you mean Frodo?
Samuel Baggins? I don't know. You're kind of a hobbit.
I'm not a hobbit. These fingers don't look like a hobbit. What's wrong with you?
No.
Plus, being around you guys makes me look better.
Well, thanks.
Just because you're the skinny one doesn't mean anything.
I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Hey, calm down there, offspring.
Is that who it was made by?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, we'll go around like I did. I'm going to go around the world.
Been all around the world.
And let me thank you, Drew, for giving me your voice for this show today, for Around the World. We got a lot of news around the world. You know what? You loved us so much. I'll let you begin.
Yes.
Because I know how you love this story.
Golden Boy, Tom Brady, still suspended for 4 games. Now, he is going to go to court. He is going to appeal this process. And it is just going to continue to drag out. But what I love the most about this story is Robert Kraft says he was wrong for putting his trust in the NFL.
He went hard.
He went hard.
I am not mad, but now he's going to raise the price on my Kraft macaroni. No!
Like, he went in saying how upset and disappointed, and then Brady gets on Facebook. I did nothing wrong. Nobody in the Patriots organization did nothing wrong. Well, you're a liar right there, because they proved that somebody in the organization did do something wrong.
Right, somebody in the organization did something wrong. All right, listen, I'm tired of hearing about it. Please go away sometime this year.
But
we've talked more about this than we have Ray Rice and Greg Hardy combined.
Sir, let me explain something to you.
I'm ready to move on.
Brady. That is why, because it is Tom Brady. But you know something?
And the Patriots.
I love this. You know, and you know what I hope happens? I hope they get an injunction. I really do. I hope it draws out. And I hope the Patriots go 10-0.
He's going to end up playing.
And then he gets suspended for the 4 games.
He's not going to get suspended. He's going to play the whole season.
Well, the NFL did get a slight win this morning. You know, the NFL Players Association filed for the injunction to have it
moved
in
Minnesota. Massachusetts or Minnesota.
And
it's in Manhattan.
The judge said
Manhattan.
No. It's going to stay in Manhattan.
Well, and a lot of the legal people think that with that happening and that being said, they actually think that this is going to get taken care of before the season starts. And it legitimately may and very well could get taken care of before the season starts. So, because that's what people want. A lot, the NFL, the Patriots, the whole organization, they want this taken care of. They want to know whether or not they have the quarterback or not. Me personally, I think he's going to get the 4 games. I think because now it's not about whether he did it or not. Now it's about whether the right procedures were taken.
Did he go the right way about it?
And as far as it says in the CBA, what it says right now, it's not the players don't have to deal with it. Because they agreed to that CBA, and they're going to have to agree with it. It's, you know, what Roger Goodell states, they're going to deal with. Here's my issue. We need a third party to do these appeals. We need somebody, not Roger Goodell, not the Players Association, have like 4 or 5 Hall of Famers that's in the Hall of Fame make these disciplinary actions.
Maybe that's
something. Or 4 lawyers, whatever.
Maybe that's something that comes up the next time they do the CBA. But you know something? The Patriots, which is why I have such a problem with Robert Kraft coming out like this, you okayed this CBA. You voted for this CBA.
The players did.
The owners did too.
Right, but the players so agreed to
you,
this.
Tom Brady, you said okay. You said yes. If something happens, Roger Goodell, you have the right to do this. You didn't expect to get caught.
Well, no,
that's why you're okay with it.
Well, the only reason he got caught because it's Tom Brady. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick, which I'm sure he's done something, has done the same thing.
Listen.
There's offensive linemen that spray their chest with grease.
I don't care. That's cheating. You know why I don't care? Because
it's not the Patriots.
It's not the Patriots. It's not Tom Brady.
Right.
You know,
and I blame the Seattle Seahawks. If they wouldn't have went and lost their damn mind and tried to be cute on the half-yard line, it wouldn't be such a big deal because the Patriots would have lost the damn Super Bowl.
Remind me when we get to Dummies of the Week. I've got a story for you with that, and you'll love it.
Okay.
It's perfect. One of my dummies. You'll love it. But can we please move on from this deflate football?
Please. Absolutely.
It does not. Deflate football does not lose you a game.
Absolutely not.
This is just the NFL PR machine keeping the NFL on the tip of your tongue, talking about them all year long. They haven't played a game since February.
And you know who the big losers are right now? Major League Baseball.
Because this is their end of season.
They're going – the trade deadline tomorrow. And what do we lead off SportsCenter with?
Tom Brady. The NFL.
Everybody's podcast. Tom Brady's still suspended. Yay!
Yeah. Listen, we ain't going to talk about it after this. I just love that he's still suspended.
One last thing. I love the Jets sending that airplane over Foxborough Stadium today.
And that's in my dummies of the week, too. The next story, Carolina coach Ron Rivera could miss start a training camp after the death of his brother.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, sorry to hear
Prayers
that.
Go out to you and your family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coach Ron, take care of that and get back. And let's run this spread option down everybody's throats. Let's go, Panthers.
Y'all ain't going to be no good anyways. You know why? Because you don't have Ryan Tannehill. That's why.
Oh, my goodness. Here goes and Ryan Tannehill.
Ron Jaworski actually has Ryan Tannehill ranked in front of Cam Newton.
What?
Why? Because Tannehill reads defenses. He throws them better.
Tannehill has done nothing.
Well, this is coming from the same guy that said Colin Kaepernick is probably going to be the best quarterback in the game in two seasons.
That's true.
Let's take it with a grain of salt, guys.
That's true.
So, really, we're not going to go into this Ryan Tannehill versus Cam Newton thing. Cam Newton, rookie of the year, I don't think Ryan Tannehill was. Anyway.
Negative.
Right.
Arizona Cardinals hired the first female coach ever, Jen Walter, as a linebacker coach.
That's awesome.
Linebacker coach.
That's a very weird position for a woman to get hired at, though.
I mean, she may have played linebacker.
She did. On one of the arena teams.
Okay.
I mean,
at least it wasn't an offensive line coach. So, I mean, it's
equal opportunity. The NFL is opening it up. We start with the referees. Now we're getting coaches in here. Becky Hammon just won the summer league out in Las Vegas with the Spurs. So, it's a great thing, man.
I'm more excited about this than I am Tom Brady's deflate.
Hey, I think these are stories we
should talk about more in
Absolutely.
Sports.
And you brought up Tom Brady after I said we weren't going
to
talk about
it. No, I'm done. I'm just saying. Way to go. I'd rather talk about this stuff.
Way to make me be a liar.
I didn't say name. I didn't make you say name again. You said it. Anyway, you got the next story because this is your day, man.
Oh, this is so great. The Titans finally.
Why? He's going to suck. Sorry, go ahead. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
You know something? You ever got hit with a corn pipe before? I know you just got back from Ireland.
I'm Bobo Baggins. I can't see a corn pipe.
Now. But the Titans, Tennessee Titans, finally got a contract done with Marcus Mariota. So it took some time, but they got it done, which is great. Got it done before training camp. Now he can get in there. He's finally getting paid. Here's my question. If he hadn't signed a contract, where was he living? What money did he have?
He stayed with his agent.
Like, how was he eating?
The agents always take care of the players before they get the contract because they know.
I'm just saying.
They're going to get it back tenfold.
Like, what? I always wonder where these people live. How do they, like, could you imagine Marcus Mariota taking a bus to and from the state?
He was in his car sleeping in the parking lot.
What
night
car?
In the night.
He ain't had no money.
He ain't got money. He's from money from agents.
He's from Hawaii.
He gets money. People in Hawaii don't have money?
No, I'm just saying, like,
It was a ton to export a car from Hawaii to Tennessee.
He's riding a bike.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's got sponsorship deals already. He played at the University of Oregon, so you know Nike already gave him some money. So he's good.
He had sponsorships before at Oregon.
Don't say that. Don't say you're not. Nope.
The NCAA doesn't care anyway. They're a joke.
They get money.
They know they're getting money.
The NCAA is up there with Sepp Blatter and FIFA right now.
Whoa.
All right, I'm just saying.
Let's just grab a stack of money and throw it over their heads because that's all that matters for them.
I'm just saying. It's true, though. You go back and look, compare the two, you know, which ones. Look at the inmate line and they both walk the line.
Who's that worse for?
Huh?
Who's that worse for? That's almost like a compliment to Blatter. Like, yo, dude, you were such a pimp that you amounted what a whole organization did by yourself.
Pretty much.
Man.
You go, Blatter. You just rock your pinky
ring. He still got the job.
He said, I'm a resign.
I'm not resigning. I'm still here.
He said, I'm a resign, but I'm not telling you when.
But, you know, congratulations to you.
That's
Titans.
Awesome.
Finally getting Mariota in camp. Yes. He needs to be there, or finally getting him before camp starts.
And Ken Whisenhunt, all I've seen is it looks like the Philadelphia Eagles out there in training camp. I've seen a lot of spread option looks.
We got a lot of speed, man.
If him and Green Beckham can
get some kind of chemistry, Green Beckham has been staying out of trouble, which is awesome.
They might have a chance.
He's got Dez Bryant security stuff.
That's true.
Unfortunately for them, they got to see J.J. Watt twice a year. They got to see Andrew Luck twice a year.
And Blake Bortles.
You see, I didn't mention that guy.
Hey, you just say Blake Bortles?
Blake Bortles, yeah, man. Quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dude, you sound like Junior Gillette.
Hey, listen.
Dummy.
Dummy.
We know he's a dummy.
Speaking of dummies, the Phillies. Yes, I'm calling Philly a dummy. They traded Cole Hamels to the Rangers in an 8-player trade 2 days ago.
And they trade him.
I think
5 days or 6 days after he throws a no-hitter.
But they got a couple prospects back. I thought they got, like, the number 15 prospect.
They did, but
you know, they're in a rebuild.
They traded him to Texas, who is 48 and 52.
But that's not what the Phillies. Texas.
And going up to this trade, all the execs, the Dodgers are going to get him. The Dodgers are going to get him. And what do we end up doing? We get Matt Latos.
Unfortunately, the Big Blue has no prospects.
No, we have plenty of prospects.
They ain't trying to get them up.
They don't want to give – I mean, they're all in the majors right now. Yasiel, Corey Seager, we don't want to give up because he's going to be the next big thing.
You know young Jock ain't going nowhere.
Jock ain't going nowhere, really. So, anyway, you know, congratulations to Cole Hamels going to Texas. Got a pretty good pitching staff now.
Especially if you're looking at next year when Yu Darvish comes back healthy. Texas might make some noise.
I don't care if he comes back healthy because every time he comes back healthy, he leaves unhealthy. So him and Strasburg the same. I'm back from DL. Now I'm on DL.
I was mostly disappointed in my Yankees. They're sitting in first place. A-Rod is hitting the stitching off the baseball, and they make no moves, knowing they need a starting pitcher.
Somebody had the nerve to say they think he's back on the juice.
He just might be.
I was so mad.
Why?
We can't put it past him because he's hitting the baseball like he did
5 years ago.
Once he's on, he might be on the juice 5 years ago.
Hey, you shush. He was on the juice 5 years ago, which is why I'm afraid he might be on it again. Which in no way am I saying he is on the juice again. Let's make that clear. I'm not saying that he is.
You're not?
I'm not.
All right.
No random testing anytime soon, MLB. Please.
Yeah, please. don't just be like. And Rodriguez.
There's already been one New York player, you know, suspended for 162 games. Of course, it was the Mets player. But
yeah,
still.
I was going to say. It's
a
the
New
pitcher,
York player.
Right?
Yeah, it's a pitcher.
That's weird. A pitcher on PEDs.
No, there's been pitchers before.
Yeah, but Roger Clemens.
They took it for recovery than for, like, strength and stamina.
Is that what you're going with?
That's the claim.
Is that the story you're going? Okay. I'm glad somebody.
Staying in the AL East, the Blue Jays receive Troy Tulowitzki from the Colorado Rockies for Jose Reyes. And they take David Price from the Detroit Tigers. The Blue Jays made a lot of noise.
And you know what's funny is they made more noise before the deadline. And they at the bottom than the Yankees did, and they at the top.
They are striking distance. They know they still have a few series left with the Yankees.
Baltimore's slipping. Tampa Bay is struggling. Boston is struggling.
Boston. Rays, I like how you said that.
Yeah, Boston.
The Rays feel like the Jays feel like they have a chance.
They might. I mean, they might.
The AL East is still up for grabs. The Yankees are not running away with the division. And eventually the Yankees are going to hit a losing streak, 6-7 games. They just don't have the starting arms.
All I can say is from L.A., I hear clapping because I ain't got to see Tulo no more because I ain't got to worry about Jose Reyes. He ain't going to stay healthy.
What happened to Reyes, man? You ever see, like, I feel like
– New York happened.
There's always – No, because he was good in New York, man. Like, it seems like every time a good shortstop leaves – a good shortstop or a good second baseman leaves New York, either the Mets or the Yankees, they fall off. Cano goes to the Mariners, falls
David
off.
Cone.
They just, like
– Well, Cano just went to the wrong ballpark. That ballpark is so big out in Seattle, it's tough to hit homers. Hey, he was in a hitter's park in New York.
He don't care. He got paid.
He got paid. That's all he wanted to do.
Hey, what did he get, 275 or something
like that? He got 240 over
240. Look at Curtis Granderson.
Hey, son.
Oh, he went from New York.
And then back or something like that.
It's the Marlins. The Marlins get them while they're prime and prepping. They move them out quickly.
Well, Bobby Bonilla. Oh, that was the Mets.
That's the Mets. Oh,
man, I'm on the Mets Mets and Phillies bandwagon today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ohio State, look at them. They win the first college national championship or playoffs. And now they've suspended D.N. Joe
Joey Bosa.
Bosa. And three others for the season opener against
Is August 7th, next week.
Now, well, here's my question.
Next Saturday.
They suspend him. Season opener, right? Yeah. Okay. No, suspension. It's against Virginia Tech, dude.
But they're playing at Virginia Tech.
We can't sleep on Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer and Vatech beat Ohio State last year.
That's true.
Was it? Oh, yeah. That's right. They did beat Virginia Tech. They're playing in
Blacksburg.
And that's tough, dude. Or is it in Atlanta?
No, it's Blackbird.
Sure where the game is. We have to look it up and let you guys know. But don't sleep on Beamer ball. Beamer always – has a tough team he puts out there. They might not have any talent like they used to have, but they're going to play hard.
They did have a good stretch.
Really good stretch.
Well, and they were so bad last year. They were awful. I'm trying to find the schedule real fast. But yet, Ohio State, man, and they're losing them at the beginning of the year, not the end of the year, which is huge. You can lose one game right now and still be in the playoffs.
Last year when Ohio State lost to Vatech, I was like, oh, they're out because the Big Ten was so weak. I didn't think they could get into the playoff. But where the chips have failed, Mississippi State lost, Alabama lost.
I don't even think it's that.
And then Ohio State got in there.
I think that if there would have been a championship game for
the
Big 12. Sorry about that. If there had been a championship game for Baylor, Big 12, between TCU. Baylor and TCU, Ohio State would have not gotten in. The winner of that game would have definitely gotten
in. But that's the Urban Meyer swagger. Do you want Baylor or TCU, or do you want Ohio State and Urban Meyer?
Or do you want that scarlet red?
Right? That's all that was, man.
Well, yeah, Ohio State was going to get in no matter what. Dude. You weren't going to put Baylor in over
there. And then they smashed Wisconsin. They
just
made Wisconsin
beat the
back.
Bricks off of them.
With Melvin Gordon III.
And they went ham on Oregon.
Actually, the game is September 7th. I thought it was August. But it is at Lane Stadium in Blacksburg. So you got to watch out for that game. And that is a tough, tough place to play college football.
Always.
Especially because they don't know who their quarterback is yet.
Right.
We know if they're smart, they'll go with Cordell Jones.
We know Braxton Miller is the wide receiver now. We know he moved to a wide receiver.
And
so
Cardale Jones is too much trying to hit on Ronda Rousey. So
I would be too.
I know. I
but Cardale runs Urban Meyer's system. He's like Tim Tebow.
And he's the young one. He's young. He's big.
He won the big games for them. How do you not start with
Cardale?
As a freshman. I'm riding that hot streak until you prove that you can't do what I'm asking you to do anymore.
I agree.
They had four turnovers in the national championship game. It's still won by 20 points.
What
in the world?
That is unnecessary. Who does that?
The Oregon Ducks. Duck out the way of winning.
Clearly. There you go. And last but not least, 2016 Rio Olympics, water poses serious health issue risk. Test fine.
Bottled water. Isn't Aquafina or somebody a sponsor of the Olympics? There you go.
Fuji.
We can get some water.
It's not that. It's the waters where Olympians will compete in swimming and boating events next summer in South America are riffed with human sewage and present a serious health issue for athletes.
How is that a problem? It's in an enclosed pool.
No, it's not indoor. It's not enclosed pool. Swimming is
the boating is the problem.
Well, I guess the water. Okay, I don't know.
The water is filled with mess.
Right,
you don't need
but
to
the
have.
Boating would be an issue. The boating would be an issue.
We're gonna put the rowboats in the water, and whatever's wrong is gonna eat the oars.
Like the kid said, let's keep it up 100 right now. Does anybody really watch Crew?
I do.
At the Olympics?
I watch Crew.
The only Roll Crew I was watching was on Bet the Man and Red Man's movie, How I Roll.
Smoke. That's the water. That's the water right now. Yeah,
that's,
it looks like Lake disgusting. Norman. Looks what? Like worse than Lake Norman what? Right now.
Why?
How can their beaches be so beautiful, but their canals and their rivers be that messy? Look like worse than the Hudson.
Why do they keep having the Olympics there?
Well, here's my issue. Okay?
Destination spot.
Now, we talk.
Yeah, so is Jamaica.
Hey, the triple bad federations we have going on. We got FIFA. We got NCAA. Now we got the Olympic Committee. The Olympic Committee is doing the same thing as FIFA does. We're going to these places that are not ready for it yet. And I don't get it. But we can't send people out there with water like that. That's
sure,
horrible.
We can.
I guess they won't be rowing crew for any medals the 2016 Olympics. Sorry, guys.
Who's got the best looking boat? You guys get gold. You guys get gold.
The Americans ain't going to win gold in crew anyway. I can't remember when they've ever won gold.
Which kills me because you got Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
They all come from London.
Oh, that's true.
Or Germany.
Germany. Somebody needs to test those German athletes. I think they're like born with permanent PEDs.
They dominate downhill slopes and they dominate rowing crew.
Russia as well. They're just overgrown for no reason.
That's true. They are. And they have to do something else. They can't have our athletes there for that.
What do you mean our athletes?
I'm talking about any athletes.
There we go.
They can't have the Olympians there.
Thank you. That's better. Thank you for correcting me there.
I'm just saying.
No, thank you. Seriously. this week in Travel with Rocky. You know, since I took a vacation away from all the baseball stadiums. I had my tour. I had to do a sidetrack.
Just so you guys know, Mr. Rocky over here felt the need to text us and let us know how good this was. Me and Bobby sitting here in the States. You know, me and Big Shot just like I think
melting in this humidity out here.
We were probably at work when we got this text message. And he feels the need to text us and tell us how good this food was.
Drinking the Guinness stout, doing a 360 spin out.
That's
so unfair.
That's the call of true friendship ladies and gentlemen.
I have to share the wealth with you guys.
Where's it at then?
I lived in Ireland.
Childish.
And the buttermilk biscuits, not the same. Best lasagna you ever have is in Ireland because the beef is no preservatives.
Did you have some shepherd's pie while you were there?
I had shepherd's pie. Nice. Of course, you got to have – I had Guinness and Guinness stew, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, and the fish and chips, man. You got. I know it's a UK thing, but they're part of UK.
What's the meat of choice over there? The protein of choice. That's the question everybody wants to know.
Oh, probably man. Lamb, right?
Yeah, yes, lamb. Lamb is a major thing. I mean, here's five major things they have. When you're driving down the road, you usually see sheep, runes,
sheep,
some more sheep.
I like that.
You see some more runes. And then you see some Guinness, people with Guinness.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, you got to have Guinness.
How do you think they got the ruins?
Exactly. But the food, absolutely amazing. Anybody ever gets to go to Ireland, go. Even Burger King is good over there.
Yeah.
Just saying. The burgers are
the excellent. Veal Whopper, huh?
Yes. Also, the ice cream. Best ice cream I've had.
It's because it had Guinness in it.
Right. Well, no, it's homemade.
It's with Guinness.
Yeah, soft serve. That's it.
What kind of ice cream would you like? We have two flavors. Vanilla chocolate? No. Jameson and Guinness. It's your choice.
That one, sir.
That one with the most Jameson you can get.
Can I get some sprinkles?
Some sprinkles.
Hey, man. I like sprinkles.
The NFC South. About a friend real close to me. Through high school, junior high, and elementary. We stuck together like Siamese twins. I loved him. Loved him. Loved him. He was my best friend. But anyway, he left for summer. And then he came back, but something was different. He was hooked on crack. And when I asked, he thought I was joking. He laughed. And said he wasn't smoking. So one day he came over and fell asleep. I kinda stood over him real quietly. I couldn't believe it happened to thee. Until I heard him saying this in his dream.
Watch films all day about drugs and what it does to your body. Heroin comes from China, so I guess it knows karate. So what else can I say? You're losing 30 pounds a day. And hey, you think that's funny. You blame it on the Slim Fast, but that Slim Fast is kick.
All right, welcome back to BSS Carolinas.
Shout out to Slim Fast. What's up?
We had to play that song because the next little thing we'll talk about NFL, Mr. Sheldon Richardson of the Jets just got in trouble. And the name of that song is Dope Fiend. And no, it really is.
It's a great
name. Sheldon Richardson's car, he just got in trouble again. Smelled of weed, had handgun in it during arrest, and defensively denied being Dope Fiend.
All right. Well, here's the first problem with this. Did he get pulled over in New York?
Let me double check. I think so.
Well, if I'm Muhammad Wilkerson, I'm like, I'm about to get paid. Thank you, Sheldon Richardson. Keep doing what you're doing, dummy.
Oh, here you go. Jets, he was charged with resisting arrest after going 143 miles per hour during road race.
Okay.
You're racing. Yeah. With drugs
and a gun
in your car in New York City or in New York where it's not even legal to own a gun.
Lil Wayne did 2 years because he had a gun.
No, it was in Missouri on July 14th. Missouri.
You shouldn't be in Missouri anyway.
Man. He was charged with resisting arrest and multiple traffic violations after leading police on a high-speed chase in Missouri.
Going to New York was the worst thing that could happen to Sheldon Richardson, because when he went there, he was a quiet, clean-cut kid, just showed up and did his job.
This is going to make you cringe because you have a daughter. And this, absolutely, he should be thrown in jail tomorrow. At the time of his arrest, Richardson was driving with two other adults and a 12-year-old child. He was charged with exceeding the speed limit, following too closely, failing to use lights, and failing to obey a traffic signal.
143 miles per hour.
With a 12-year-old kid.
With a 12-year-old kid in your car.
Absolutely.
Shoot, if I was 12, I'd be like, "Wee, let's go! Faster, faster!" What did he have? It sounded like he had like a Lamborghini or a Maserati, because Toyota isn't going 140.
Yeah, that's a good question. What did he have that he could fit four people in the car and still go 143 miles an hour?
Unless they were all sitting on laps, like Bruce Wayne.
A Lambo and a Ferrari, you ain't got but two seats.
But you remember The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises? The Dark Knight? Yep.
The Dark Knight.
No, Batman. Bruce Wayne pulled up to the hotel. Girls sitting on top of girls. Here we go. That's how you gotta do it.
That's true. He's probably driving a souped up rice burner.
That's right.
Like a Honda Civic.
Crazy, man.
Well, I had to share that. And then we'll go ahead and talk about. Do you want to talk about Justin Hunter?
No.
We'll wait. All right. We'll wait another week. We can talk about his bar fight next week.
I don't want to talk about it at all.
We'll talk about it. We got to talk. Hey, we talk about the good with the bad.
No.
Yes.
Thank you, NFL, for having so many idiots that play for your league. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for Police Blotter. This was sponsored by Police Blotter.
I mean,
Blotter.
We could talk about it because we done touched on it already.
All right. Well, Justin Hunter was arrested on assault charges over a bar fight. Yes. Your boy's grown up there.
Yeah.
And Dez Bryant ain't looking so bad, is he?
But you know something? He took responsibility for it. You know, he's not, like, I don't know, man.
I made a mistake, guys. I was drunk. I shouldn't have gotten a bar fight.
I shouldn't have hit the dude in the head with a chair. Like, I don't know, man. He'll be all right. Uh-huh. I hope.
We got to start using this more. Use the grape.
I was going to say, you can't say this. They can't see us right now.
Well, if you were doing Periscope, we could see it.
Which, by the way, guys, we're probably going to be starting a Periscope next week, so you got to make sure to follow us live. You won't just be able to hear us, but you'll be able to see us. Sorry. I apologize for Rocky. Me and Big Shot are very attractive men.
I don't know. My wife says I'm pretty attractive.
She has to say that. It's kind of like in your vows when you get married. She mumbles it. That way you don't hear her say it. I heard mine because that's the reason she says I'm handsome. It's like she signed a contract.
To say it.
She's got to say it at least twice a day. Oh, okay. If not, she's not meeting her obligations. So.
Well, there you go.
And then I get a hall pass.
Ah, okay.
That's not true.
Well, that explains everything.
That's not true.
Well, since July 1st, we've had August 1st, I'm sorry. No, July 1st. That's right. Texas Brandon Ivory arrested for first-degree burglary. Packers tight end Andrews Curlis arrested for firing his gun twice in public. And then Bills offensive line coach Aaron Kramer for the battery. So we've had a rough week or a rough month of sports. The next news I want to talk about, we were going to preview the NFC South. And I know Big Shot is happy over this because he can't wait to talk about his Panthers.
I can't wait
damn right. The defending back-to-back NFC South champion Carolina Panthers.
You won seven games.
It doesn't matter. We got a banner. We got a banner. Shoot.
Should be an asterisk on that banner.
I am excited.
Did you just say we got a banner?
We got a banner. I am excited for this season. I think because the Panthers started like 2-5 last year, 2-6, and then the offensive coordinator had a revelation. We have a spread option quarterback and a spread option team. Let's run the spread option. And once we did that and simplified things for Cam Newton, they took off.
They made the playoffs. They're not going to do that this year, though.
With Cameron Artis Payne. This guy, they are raving about Cameron Artis Payne. He's probably going to be the starting tailback by week four. Why? What is the jail? We don't have Greg Hardy no more.
Oh.
Jeez.
He went there. He did it.
Did you just say Greg Hardy?
We don't got him no more. We are the clean-cut Carolina Panthers.
Whoa. Slow down.
Okay, you know, no, we're the clean cuts here. There's a lot of Panthers. I had to think about it.
You just listen. The knocker ball.
We got
no.
We got Mr. Oikos.
Listen. The no accurate.
Mr. Oikos.
No accurate. Blindsided offensive lineman. That. Come on.
That movie ruined my life.
That movie put a ton of money in your pocket. So no, I'm crying.
That you wasn't going to get by playing football.
Look, I am a Panthers season ticket holder, and I will say that.
You gotta
That's only
get
a good
some
positive.
Tickets.
You can have them. Go ahead and take them
there
for
we
next
go.
Year.
There we go.
You don't pay them, too.
No, whoa.
Got to pay that PSL.
You got to pay it. Uh-uh. Well, I wanted to talk about the Panthers because we'll start there. The additions, you know, they won the division last year, two straight years. Congratulations on winning the division. Guess what winning a division means? Absolutely nothing when you start the next season. Because guess who else won the division? The Dallas Cowboys, and it don't mean nothing. The only thing that means anything are the things you put on your fingers, which are rings.
Gloves?
Rings.
Rings?
We'll stick them, too.
What's rings? Carolina didn't know anything about rings.
Yeah.
Sorry. They got an NFC championship ring. Thank you, Jake LaLone. We'll take that.
Dave Gettleman get those rings from the same place he got the players? Did he get them from Goodwill? I mean,
Dollar Tree.
He might have went to Jared's. He went to Jared's.
No, he didn't.
Well, no, speaking of Jared, we did get Jared Boykin.
You know how I know he didn't go to Jared's?
What?
Because they ain't say yes to the Super Bowl.
Well, he went to K's.
K's. There you go. That's better.
Every kiss begins with K.
Well, this year we did. Carolina Panthers did add Jared Boykin, Devin Funches in the draft. Shaq. We added a Shaq. Your Cameron Artis Payne, who probably won't see the field. Kurt Coleman, Ted Ginn Jr. Thank goodness is back instead of Burson, whatever. Michael Orr. And Charles Peanut Tillman.
I cannot believe you even put Michael Orr's name on that edition.
Oh, I had to. It's a
He's
big upgrade.
He's
going to
be the starting left tackle for Cam Newton.
And you're happy about that?
It's better
than what they had last
Bell.
Year.
Well, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, we lost Greg Hardy, D'Angelo Williams, and Byron Bell. You know, I think the subtractions are good. The additions are good. Cameron Harris Payne is a tough running back. Too bad we won't run a good offensive system. So we'll see what happens. What do you think? What do you think overall record for the Panthers will be? Tell me what your preview is.
I've been saying it all year: 12-4. They're going to go 6-0 in the division.
Oh my!
They get Jacksonville to start the season.
Did you just say 6-0 in the division?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know something? I'm going to quote Denzel. Are you outside your mind?
No.
6-0 in the division?
The New Orleans Saints do not scare me without Jimmy Graham.
What?
I am not scared of Mark Ingram. He's not going to play 16 games.
Yes, he is.
Jameis Winston, 35 interceptions do not scare me. I'm happy he's in the division. And Matt Ryan and the no running game. No defensive having Atlanta Falcons.
Listen,
do not scare
me. I understand the Saints traded Graham, okay? But don't just throw Kyle Wilson to the side like he's not a good tight end. He's not Jimmy Graham. He's not Jimmy Graham. But the Saints went out and bolstered up that offensive line. It is looking good. And I am sorry, but you, good sir, cannot just give two wins against a team with Drew Brees as their quarterback.
Drew Brees had 33 touchdown passes last year. 16 of them went to Jimmy Graham.
He going to be able to get them touchdowns regardless.
Listen,
this is Drew Brees.
Drew Brees will get touchdown passes. And we'll preview them. He will get a lot of touchdowns. Brandon Cooks is coming back.
Anyway.
I
got him going 8-8.
8-8?
12-4 for the Carolina Panthers. They're not going to be stupid and try to make Cam Newton be a quarterback that he isn't. They're going to start with the spread option. To start the season.
You think they don't stick with the spread option?
He's going into the season healthy. You got to remember, he had ankle surgery last year. He didn't get to play in the preseason.
Eight
he started
eight.
Slow.
8-8.
I got two words why they will not go 12-4. Mike and Shula. Mike Shula will not have the game plan together with Ron Rivera to actually run the – we've been waiting on them for 2 years to run the spread, and they have not continuously run the spread. They go away from it. So I'm going to say, oh, man, I ain't going 12-4. They're not going to 6-0 in the division because I just – that's going to be tough to do. It's tough to go 6-0 in the division. I'll say at best 10-6. I think 9-7.
They were 5-1 in the division last year, weren't they?
They beat Tampa twice. They beat Atlanta
twice.
Didn't
they have a losing record?
They had 7 wins. 5 of them came from the division.
That's true. All right, they have 5. They're not going to go 6-0. They're not going to go 6-0. They might be 5-1, 4-2 at most, I think. I'll say 9-7.
All I've heard is glowing things about Cam Newton this offseason.
Playing knockerball?
Finding chemistry with Benjamin, with Funches, the big wide receivers. Greg Olsen is still a tight end, Pro Bowl tight end.
The problem with the Panthers I don't see is we still don't have a speed guy that can open up. Yes, do we have 2 big, tall receivers? Absolutely. But you need to have a speed guy, and we do not have it.
Need to have a quarterback.
Well, they have a quarterback. Cam can get the ball out there, but they need to have a speed guy.
When they need speed, put Ted Ginn Jr. on the field. Line him up in the slot. He can scare.
You put
and
Philly
scare
Brown instead of that.
You know what scares me?
Catch the ball.
They cut Philly Brown.
You know what truly?
They cut? What?
What truly scares me?
Wait, what? Tom, hold on a second. I got to address this. What? They cut Philly Brown, but kept that no good blonde hair Wofford College suck of a player in Burson.
You said the 2 magic words, Wofford College.
Burson. They kept Burson over Brown.
Wofford?
Wofford.
Oh, listen, you know what? You know what worries me about Carolina, and this is a very legitimate worry. Their offensive line scares me. Cam Newton is already a very highly sacked quarterback.
Yeah.
That offensive line, and then I'm sorry, I know he's better than who you had, but when you have Michael Orr protecting your $100 million man's blind side, and I'm sorry. That is scary. And when you play in a division where I don't care. Tampa's going to have a front four.
Who?
Atlanta's going.
Who? Jerome McCoy got hurt.
Lovie Smith can do it.
2-14.
Hey, first year. First year with no offense.
I think.
Okay? And then you talking about a defense in the Saints that has gotten better. I'm sorry.
You got to be better than 30th sometime.
I'm sorry, but that is scary. And Cam Newton still doesn't understand the importance of getting down. Offensive line scares me.
They moved New Orleans, and we'll talk about New Orleans. They moved Cameron over in place of Junior Gillette. Right? They let go of Junior Gillette. We'll talk about that dummy in a little bit. But the Panthers, I think you hit the nail on the head. Their offensive line is not much better than it was last year. Is Michael Orr better than Byron Bell? Absolutely he is. Not all-pro. We still don't have an offensive tackle. They went after a position that they could have done without. Another linebacker. You drafted A.J. Klein to play linebacker 2 years ago. That hasn't worked out. You got – and we're forgetting who we got in the backfield. Jonathan Fragile Stewart.
That's why they Johnson got CAP.
Stewart. CAP probably won't see the field. When's the last time a rookie played on this team?
He's going to play this year.
Listen.
He's going to have to. But when,
he's
going
to have to because Stewart's going to be hurt.
Stewart's going to be hurt. We got Fozzie Whitaker as the backup.
And we got Cam Newton. But he's still our best running back.
Right. And that's a problem. When your best running back is your quarterback, that is a
But that's
problem.
His strength, man.
It's
Being
not
the spread
his strength.
Option guy.
It's not his strength because every year that
passer.
He has ran the ball too much, he has gotten hurt. He may not be a pocket passer, but you cannot make it in this league as a running quarterback.
You can't do it. Wrong.
Who
wrong,
did it?
Wrong. Look at Russell Wilson. Okay.
He's not a running quarterback.
Look at the offense they run.
He is a quarterback.
Look at the offense they run.
Russell Wilson did lead all quarterbacks in rushing yards last
That's
year.
That's not saying much.
Right. No. Listen,
600
though.
Rushing yards for the quarterback position is a lot.
If the Panthers will run that type of offense, we will be okay. We will not run that offense.
What is
because
the biggest
they
difference?
Want to make him a –
What is
they
the biggest
to,
difference between Cam Newton and Russell Wilson?
They want
they
to
got
make
Marshawn
him
–
Well, no.
What?
The defense, the offensive line, and they actually have better receivers than we do.
What does Cam do all the time that Russell Wilson doesn't do?
He doesn't take hits.
He doesn't take hits.
He's a better slider.
I don't care if Cam Newton rushes for 375 yards in the first six games of the season. I don't care because the first time he gets smacked because he won't get down, he's going to be done.
On my sweeper, what does it say? Cam, learn how to slide. Absolutely. He needs to learn how to slide and not take the punishment.
And that's why he's 6'5", 250 pounds.
Dante Culpepper was, too, when he got smacked
Dante Culpepper ain't built like Cam Newton.
No. He's not built like
Nah, Culpepper was 6'4", 260. He was big.
Cam is built great.
Gut.
But
Cam Newton is built like Iron Man.
I like that. He was gut.
You both agree with me because ever since the first year when we opened up the offense, Carolina opened up the offense, and they were that spread type of team. Ever since then, we've gone away from that because they've tried to make Cam Newton a pocket passer.
If they
they're not going to do – if they're going to keep – I have not seen anything the last 2 years that says they're going away from a pocket
team. If they run the spread offense, if – they run the spread offense and stay consistent with it, and Cam stops thinking he's a linebacker. I don't care how big he is. He is a quarterback. At the end of the day, that's what he is. If he wanted to be a linebacker, that's what he should have played. At the end of the day, you are a $118 million quarterback. I don't care about your pride. I don't care about your gut. I don't care. You run the ball, you get 15 yards, you slide. You don't try to run over somebody.
What happened to Cam last year? He got injured, right? He was injured.
He hurt his ankle in the preseason or not even that.
He's really been hurt ever since his rookie year.
He's had his ribs.
He's had something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if you're 6'8", 5'10". If you don't know how to slide, until Cam Newton learns how to slide, this is what's going to happen. He's going to be injured some point in the season.
And that is the biggest difference.
Carolina Panthers fans, we know he has a shelf life. That's why this five-year deal is probably going to be it for him. He's not Peyton Manning. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Drew Brees. He's not going to play to his late 30s.
But that is what the Panthers are trying to do, is make him a Peyton Manning. No, he could.
Let's get the best out of him until he can't do it no more, and then we'll look to move on.
But why settle for that? If you're a Panthers fan, why settle for that when you're looking
Because his strengths are running the ball.
Okay, but,
running the sprint
Russell
option.
Wilson's strengths are running the football, but he gets 10 to 12 yards, and then he gets down.
But here's the thing. We're talking about spread offense. We don't run a spread offense.
You should.
That's the problem.
You should.
If you watch him when they have games the last 2 years, except for Cincinnati, which they actually did more
That's
spread.
When the season changed for them.
But then during the game, the defense stepped up. Cam made some good plays, but we didn't play that great. The other teams really shot themselves in the foot a lot last year. Our defense saved us at a lot of points of the game.
Which is why I was so surprised that defense looked so
good
in the
playoffs.
When's
the last time this offense has looked great?
Three years ago?
Rookie year.
Yeah.
Because Mike Shula is not the answer as an OC. Mike Shula has never been a great OC. He wasn't a great coach at Alabama, and he's not a good coach now.
Listen, and this is we joke a lot about the Ryan Tannehill thing and stuff like that. It's all jokes. Is Cam Newton a better athlete? Yeah. Do I still think Tannehill's a better quarterback? Yes. But the problem is he could be a Peyton Manning.
Do you mean a pocket passer?
No. Okay. I mean as far as the shelf life. But until he gets out of this immature state of I'm going to go out there and run over everybody on the field, this five-year contract is going to be it.
It's got to be it. He's not accurate, not an accurate passer at all. You can't learn accuracy. Either you have it or you don't.
You're absolutely right. But he can learn a chemistry with the wide receivers, and he can get them in the right – the coaches can put them in the right spot.
Absolutely.
They don't put them in the right spot, I don't believe.
And his footwork is atrocious.
Horrible. Absolutely.
It's atrocious.
But
and I don't know if he can
he
ever
can
fix
work
that.
On that, though. Tim Tebow's worked on it to get back into the NFL.
That's true.
Tell me, But what does Cam Newton do during the offseason is what bothers
plays
me.
Plays knockerball.
What does bother me so much? Cam Newton's playing knockerball against some 10-year-olds
knocking,
out in the backyard.
Knocking teenagers out of their shoes. I'm like, that was hilarious.
No, that's funny. But you know what? Why are you not outside practicing your footwork?
Now, when the cameras aren't on Cam Newton, we don't know what he's doing.
Right, absolutely.
We don't know who he's hired and who he's working with. We got to just see the fruits of his labor, and he gets a chance to show it now that he's got the contract. He's taken care of. He wants to win the championship.
Cam just – and I'm sorry.
So. I hope that's right.
But and maybe I'm old school because football is my sport. But I don't think Cam will ever win a Super Bowl. I just don't.
A lot of great quarterbacks haven't.
That's very true. That's very true.
I don't know if he wins when Carolina. Let me say that. He might win one somewhere else. I don't think he wins it here.
He does not because win one. He could win one in Carolina.
Here's why.
He has a defense that is anchored by the best middle linebacker in all of football.
Absolutely.
He has the weapons. And
he doesn't have the weapons.
To Carolina's credit, what do you mean no, he doesn't?
Kelvin Benjamin.
He has two of probably the biggest wide receivers in the NFL now, Devin, with Kelvin Benjamin and Devin, the kid from Michigan.
Funches was a – we overdrafted this wide receiver.
You overdrafted everybody in your draft.
We overdrafted this guy. He was not – what, he goes third round, second round?
He was
okay.
– or second round.
But Green Beckham was a better player than this
guy. Absolutely.
Okay. We could have got him much sooner.
You didn't want the trouble.
But you know what? Whatever. I mean, there's other players.
But he fits Cam's wide receiver style.
When you
can't throw the small
receivers. Funches is a slow receiver. Okay?
Benjamin's not the quickest guy on the field.
That's my point. We have nobody that can blow the top off.
But you don't need somebody to blow the top off when they can jump through the roof, and that's what Cam needs.
Funches can't catch. There's one thing. We got two wide receivers that has a lot of drops. Okay. Benjamin led the league in drops, I think, last year.
And they were bad drops.
Right.
Yeah.
Funches is not much better. Did you watch him at Michigan?
No.
Pretty bad.
I didn't care to watch
him. Now, the Carolina Panthers might set the NFL single season record for most drop passes.
Right.
Listen.
Now, they do have Jericho Cotchery, which is good.
They have Olsen.
Right.
And Olsen. Exactly.
And Cam loves his tight end. Right. He does. What I would love to see Cam do is – it's not even so much as reading defenses, because anybody who watches him knows he's not reading a defense.
No.
What I want Cam to do, and I think this would help him, and I'm surprised they haven't worked on it, is something you can learn. He needs to go through his progressions. He looks at wide receiver one, and then he runs.
Yep.
You can't do that now because you don't have the excuse. You go Benjamin, you go David, you go Olsen, you go to your drop back.
But like you just said, their offensive line is atrocious. He don't have –
right.
Four or five seconds in the pocket to go through those progressions.
So we have this, with all of what we just said, your defense ain't going to give you 12-4, brother.
No,
you give him two reads, and then you take off.
Here's the problem with this. Here's the problem with the team, okay?
Cross your fingers and run, dude.
I'm telling you.
The defense will be okay. But the problem on this team, once again, is the offense. You need to score more than 20 points.
They didn't even score 20 points a game.
That's
last
what I'm
year.
Saying. You need to score 20 points a game to win an NFL championship. No offense.
Yes.
You can make the playoffs.
You got to be in the mid-20s.
Right. You can make the playoffs in a bad division, but you need – and say what you want. We did not take over this division last year. We were given this division once again.
On a silver platter.
On a silver platter. We were. Come on, Bobby. You know that.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying nothing. The Saints lost 5 home games last year. I know how blessed they were to win the division.
I'm just saying.
And this offense didn't get that much. That's what worries me.
I think
Funches doesn't solve all the issues on this offense.
Jesus doesn't solve all the problems on this offense.
Unless you're a Philly.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I'm just saying.
I'm so glad Tebow's back in the NFL.
8-8 is what I see this team going. I don't.
Well, I said 9-7.
I cannot see 12-4. And because I'm sorry, Tampa is going to be better than 2-15.
New Orleans is going to be better. Atlanta's going to be better.
New Orleans is going to be better. Atlanta's going to be better. They will not go undefeated in this division. Yeah. At best, they will go 3-3, and that is winning their home games.
They won 5 games in the division last year.
But you're talking about a team in Tampa that was is significantly
with
better
a new
this
quarterback
year.
Who hasn't seen NFL schemes, defensive schemes at all, who now we had were, well, 20 listen, plus
but,
turnovers
but
in
we
college
were talking
last
about,
year.
But we were talking about it. Have you – and this is just something I found interesting. Every team that had drafted a quarterback first round in the past 5 years and has started them has made the playoffs that following year.
Now, and here's the issue in this. You know how hard it is to win 2 straight years? 3 years in a row is even worse.
You ain't the Patriots.
To try to win.
We about to become the Patriots of the NFC South.
Oh, Lord. Killer.
12-4.
12-4. Hey, that's a homer.
He's sticking with it. That's what's up. All right, we'll see where he's at in 2 months.
Well, just like that, I'm going to shake this off and we're going to go to a break. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. Got nothing in my brain.
Big Shot Bob, and when I have my buttermilk biscuits and I'm smothering them with Aunt Jemima, I'm listening to BSS Carolina. We got no love throwing ice balls at Santa Claus. Say he can't help it that your team stinks.
Come on.
Tim Tebow. Harry Playboy Jones, the guy that had 2 chicks in a pitcher.
Give $11 million to Greg Hardy.
Who is Aaron Ball? Carolina, we just picked up blind side. Drew Brees might end up in Cleveland, man. I'm like, Starberry, how far? This is Big Shot Bob, and when I have my buttermilk biscuits and I'm smothering them with Aunt Jemima, I'm listening to BSS Carolina. We got no love throwing ice balls at Santa Claus. Say he can't help it that your team stinks.
Come on.
Tim Tebow. Harry Playboy Jones, the guy that had 2 chicks in a pitcher.
Give $11 million to Greg Hardy.
Who is Aaron Ball? Carolina, we just picked up blind side. Drew Brees might end up in Cleveland, man. I'm like, Starberry, how far has your star fallen? Sneezing is no joke, man. Were you at the bar filling out your bracket? I'll wear an I Heart Tar Heel shirt or something, man. I can even paint one of them little Tar Heels on my face like the cheerleaders do. The Panthers, see? That's the team reason I like that team. The Panthers. The
well,
kick
see.
Returner that came.
Oh, well. Welcome back to BSS Carolinas. Huh?
Javier, I'm going to have to put my foot in your rear end, man. You better get right.
He ain't used to it. He's used to, we're used to Sarah. He's used to vote for Pedro.
Grabbing coffee
podcast.
And donuts.
I don't know. Where were you from? The vote for Pedro podcast.
He's a recent graduate from the school up here. So I guess I have to come.
Well, he had to go, you know, Sarah's.
Whoa,
now,
whoa. I'm a recent graduate. Hold up.
He was in your class.
No. Pedro was not in my class.
Well, anyway, speaking of people not in the class of the Carolina Panthers, if you ask Bobby, the New Orleans Saints, they had an interesting offseason, to say the least.
They went ham.
They traded Jimmy Graham. Junior Gillette went to jail. I mean, got in trouble.
they traded him to the corrections office.
Patrick Robinson and Curtis Lofton went to Oakland to join Trent Richardson. Dummy. They added Andres Pete, offensive lineman. Line that got better, Stephon Anthony. Brandon Browner on defense. Anthony Spencer, Kyle Wilson, Josh Morgan, and C.J. Spiller to replace Patrick Robinson.
I'm telling you,
I think they are better on offense. Well, I'm going to take that back. Because Jimmy Graham was hurt last year anyway.
He was.
But Jimmy Graham consistently 80 receptions, 1,200 receiving yards, double digits, touchdowns. That's just hard to replace,
It is hard to replace, but last season and in the postseason, we saw the emergence of Kyle Wilson. We saw him, you know, really stand up as a tight end. And that was with a quarterback who doesn't really throw a lot to his tight ends.
Do not forget the Brandon Browner on defense.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, that is a huge upgrade.
The guy whose heart's in Seattle.
But Brandon Brown, it don't matter where your heart's at. It doesn't matter where your pocketbook's at. Your pocketbook is in New Orleans, and that's – I'm just saying. And if for any reason whatsoever, I think they just found their little – who was the running back before?
Darren Sproles.
I think they found a place
and
with Darren
CJ Spillers.
If he stays healthy.
Now,
that's a huge thing.
The good thing about this is they signed Mark Ingram. He's going to be their every down back. Ingram came on strong last season, finished strong.
Right.
He was healthy. He went into an offseason where he didn't need to recuperate from an injury.
It's easy to do that, though, when you're in a contract year.
It is.
Okay.
But
do you play after you get that big contract?
But here's the thing. The thing that I like the most is, when were the New Orleans Saints the most dangerous?
When they had two versatile running backs.
Now you're getting back to the how are we going to guard? They're building that offense, that Sean Payton offense of, hey, you might have a good defense, but you're not going to be able to guard everybody.
I think, honestly, the thing that makes New Orleans better this year than last is that defense.
Their defense is going to be tons better. Yes.
They can't be worse. So
I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I think Drew Brees has lost a little bit.
I agree with you. I think that's the reason they go more running this year.
Which is why I think they made such an emphasis on their offensive line. Which is why – and that was another thing, too. A lot of people – since Brees got to New Orleans, that offensive line last year was the worst was since 06.
And don't forget, I didn't put this on the list, but they added an all-pro center in Max Hunger.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now he is coming back from an injury.
But still.
But I'm telling you, this Saints team is going to be the Saints team that we're used to seeing. That very quick, up tempo, ready to move. Sean Payton is ready to get going.
So we killed Philadelphia and Chip Kelly for trading LeSean McCoy for a hurt linebacker, and we don't get on Sean Payton for trading Jimmy Graham, one of the best tight ends in the league, for
they got draft picks.
They got a lot. They got draft picks. They got the center.
Max Hunger didn't miss the whole year.
No.
We were talking about Kiko, and the reason we jumped on, well, first of all, it's Philadelphia. But Philadelphia traded LeSean McCoy for a hurt linebacker and no draft picks.
Not just that.
At least New Orleans got some draft
picks.
But
it wasn't even like Philly was trading away a ridiculous contract. New Orleans was also trading away a big contract. So you also got to look at it, too. Now, next year, the following year, when some of these other younger free agents start to come up, they can actually make a run at these people. So that's something to take into consideration.
But Drew Brees is 37. They got to win now.
They have to win now.
But they got their replacement in the draft.
Who?
Like Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett's
– They do – Hey,
like he's going to be all right.
We don't know much about him in the pros yet, but they like him. They picked him up in the fourth round.
Right.
They do like him. So me, I think the Saints go 11-5. I think they win that division. So
4-12.
Wow.
4-12.
I even gave your Panthers more respect than that, bro.
I don't believe in Mark Ingram. CJ Spiller hasn't been healthy entire career.
4-12?
You lose Jimmy Graham, your best red zone target, and scoring in the red zone is huge in the
NFL.
Not
for the Saints, though. Not for the Saints. The Saints are a down the field stretch team.
With who?
What do you mean with who?
With who?
Who? Brandon Cooks. And
who was hurt?
Oh, they traded the other wide receiver.
They got rid of Kenny Stills.
They traded Stills. But again, Kyle Wilson is a down the field tight end. And I don't care what anybody says, Colston's productivity has not dropped that much. He is getting older, but he's still a very mature
receiver.
So 11-5, 4-12, 8-8. I see them going 8-8 because I think this is going to be a better team. I don't think they win the division. I don't think the Panthers win the division.
You going with Atlanta?
Well, we'll see. Atlanta added Vic Beasley, Jalen Collins, Tevin Coleman, Justin Durant, Claiborne, Tony Miyoki, Jacob Tammy, Brooks Reed, and Dan Quinn as head coach. They lost Dwight Lowry, Sean Witherspoon, Harry Douglas, and Jaquez Rogers. What do you see out of Atlanta this year?
No running game. Still no defense. 3-13, man. They can.
You really think the Panthers are just going to demolish everybody in this?
They're not going to blow them out, but they're going to beat them when they play. Them.
Like 4-12, 3-13.
You got two teams going 4-12, 3-13.
Yes. I can't wait to see what you got Tampa going.
I know they're going
3-16. Tampa might be ready to win one game.
They might be one game. I think Bobby.
I feel like Tampa should wear the creamsicle uniforms all year and just lose.
All right. You want to go?
I you know something. I like what Atlanta's putting together. They addressed the offensive tackle issues they had. Their running game is still pretty bad, but Freeman does look like he might have some promise to him. So
I did like Antoine Smith. I hope he can be healthy this year.
So, you know, not just that, but Julio Jones is coming back healthy. They did lose Harry Douglas, which is kind of weird because he was that part of the Three Musketeers.
He was a big time third receiver.
He was a big time third receiver.
You can get anybody play that.
So. Not as good as he did.
And the chemistry he had with Matt Ryan.
And the almost blind chemistry he had with Julio Jones and Roddy White. It's going to be hard to replace. And
Roddy is long in the tooth now. Roddy isn't what he was three, four years ago.
But you still got that big number 11 on sideline.
I see them going 8-8 as well.
But if you don't have a running game, you can roll coverage to Julio and blitz Matt Ryan all day. We know he gets those happy feet, and he'll start turning the football over.
You ain't even – I mean, that's what scares me is you rush four, you drop everybody else back.
Once again, I have to go different than you guys, because especially Bobby. I mean,
3-13, good Lord.
Hashtag like disrespectful.
Unnecessarily disrespectful.
You can definitely see who the fan is in this room for the Panthers. I will say, look, the Falcons got better. I think they have the best defensive player in the draft on their team.
Beasley?
I think they got the best defensive player in Vic Beasley. Jalen Collins is good. Tevin Coleman goes in for Jaquez Rogers, so you lose nothing there. The most important addition on this team is that head coach, Dan Quinn, because I think he brings a toughness to this team. I think he re-energizes the team. How often, except for last year, do we see a first-year head coach come in and take over? I was thinking about Lovie Smith in Tampa. Dude did nothing. But I think Atlanta will step up. I think mini Tony Romo in Atlanta will actually have a great season. I think the offense will be a lot better than you guys think. You know, I think having given the ball to Steven Jackson, now you don't have to give him the ball. They would be better on offense. Defensively, are they a top 10 defense? No. But I think they're a lot better. I say they go 11-5.
Wow.
I'm going 11-5. Hopefully Tony Mwecki can fill the space that was left by Tony Gonzalez's departure.
Well, and don't forget, they got the young guy last year that stepped up.
Now
that had a good season.
What I do find interesting is you have Carolina winning the division at 12-4. You have Atlanta at 11-5. Absolutely. I have New Orleans at 11-5 winning the division. So it looks – I almost want to say it's safe to say first 1-10 wins will win that division.
Absolutely.
Because we all agree – except for him, at 2-14, 3-13, just mad disrespectful.
The whole division.
I haven't given anybody only two wins.
I don't even give the Eagles three wins.
The realism's here, but you know, we realize that whole division is going to be better.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Than what it was.
You can't be worse. Atlanta. They're not going to go under 500 again. This division will not be under 500. If you look at every team, except for the Panthers. I think their defense got better.
Yes.
Honestly, I think every team's defense got better. You lose Greg Hardy, that's still a big loss. Okay.
It is.
You add Charles Peanut Tillman. He's 45 years old, still playing. He's the the George Foreman of football right now, playing football at his age. I'm just saying, the defense didn't get that much better. We still have it. But you look at every other team, their defense got better. And to win a championship, you need to have defense.
So what do you think about Tampa?
Tampa Bay. Oh, I got to hear this, Bobby.
Yeah, here we go.
They added Jameis Winston, George Johnson at defensive end, Bruce Carter, Chris Conte, Henry Milton up the middle. They did lose Claiborne, Johnson, McCown, and Mason Foster. But, oh, that's not a big
here we loss. Go. So, big shot. They're going to go.
They were 2-14 last year. They'll double up, 4-12.
Good Lord, man. Come on.
Hashtag disrespectful.
Okay. All right. Before we even go on, because clearly this is not what you really think.
This is what I think, man.
You seriously think that Carolina is going to win more games than all three of those teams combined?
Absolutely.
You have lost your mind.
I'm telling you, man. That's
his belief. Let him believe.
Tampa, Jameis has to show it to me first. I don't trust rookie quarterbacks, especially ones that had 20-plus turnovers in college. I know they have two really dynamic wide receivers, but they don't have a running game. And their defense is so-so. So, 4-12.
Man. 7-6.
7-6?
No, 7-9. 7-9. I'm tripping. I can't act. Look, it's late. I'm not used to being up this late.
I got Easy's mind in the bus. Like, man,
yeah, you're just disrespecting. Throwing me off. 7-9. I do think that Jameis Winston will add to that team because
they went 2-14, right? Last year.
2-14. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. He is the most pro ready quarterback to come out of the draft. He is a good quarterback. His turnovers do scare me. I do think Lovie Smith will do his best to correct that. Do I think he's going to throw that many interceptions again? No. Where I think Jameis Winston is going to falter, and we saw it against Oregon, is when he gets hit and he gets pressured, he makes mistakes. He gets flustered. We saw it when he did the whole falling backwards, throwing the ball thing.
He was having a good game. Oregon just was eating up the FSU defense. And their damn running back fumbled like three straight times.
And what I think is going to hurt Winston is the lack of a running game.
Yep.
And he's not going to get to take advantage of the Vincent Jacksons and the
And Mike Evans.
Mike
Does
Evans.
He have a cannon for an arm? Absolutely.
He might just be able to just throw take it four steps windows. And throw it up.
He can throw it through small windows, but he's probably going out of time, and he's gonna premeditate his predetermine his throws a lot, and that's what gets him in trouble.
Tampa doesn't have a bad offensive line. Let's be clear about that. It's not terrific, but it's not bad. That offensive line is going to give him, I believe, it's the 3.5 seconds that a quarterback needs to make its decisions.
Well, they drafted offensive linemen. Yes. Now here's a couple of things with Tampa. Okay, they did not have offensive coordinator all year last year because the guy that was supposed to be the OC was out, and now they got a new OC. So Lovie Smith needs a good offensive mind for Jameis
because he's a defensive
mind. He's a defensive guy. They have a very explosive offense. They got a good young tight end. They got two good young wide receivers. They don't have a running back. But I don't think Jameis Winston – is as great as everybody thinks he is. I think Mariota is better.
I didn't say he was great.
No.
And hope Mariota is better.
Now, let me say this. He's in Tampa. I think it's a bad place for him because what's going to happen is come October, he's going to try to go to a club in shorts again, and he's going to get kicked out. Then he's going to go across the street to the Publix and try to get some more crab legs.
You were just all over this dude,
I'm
man.
Just saying – I've not seen anything to make me believe this guy is grown up.
He hasn't been in trouble since he got in the NFL. The shorts thing doesn't count.
His reactions and stuff, he's not mature. He's not maturing.
He's 21 years old.
I know, but you're making all that money and you're the face of the franchise?
That's true.
You better mature.
That's true.
Look at Cam Newton.
What do you think
I want
they
to
go?
See him mature. What do I think they go? Well, I think they doubled their wins from last year.
Y'all are just a bunch of disrespectful ass people,
what
man.
What do you mean, yo? I got two teams going at least 8-8 and 9-7.
Yeah, you're disrespectful
He's
as hell.
I said they're going 5-11. Now, here's what's going to happen. He's going to go to get some crabs over at
He's getting some crabs?
He's probably
he's got a
crabs,
tough season,
he's
man.
Gonna crabs, and he's going to get some crabs.
Is that why he's wearing the shorts?
And he's going to go across the street, get in trouble. And then we'll have Long Neck come in.
Long Neck.
Because Long Neck will play at least two games this year.
You think?
Jameis will get hurt, hamstring or something, and probably be out 6 or 7 games. long neck Mike Glennon.
He's gonna hurt his pec right. Sneezing.
Yeah, probably. But I'm gonna go with, you know, Neuter Arm Jr. Mike Glennon to win at least two or three games.
I guess I just have more faith.
I'm gonna go 5-11 with the Bucks.
I think that last year was very weird and it was just a fluke of the NFC South. I think the NFC South gets back to its roots of being a very tough division here next year. I mean, I got it. You're a Panthers fan. I got it. But come on. You got all three of them teams
going below
500. This is not the AFC South 3 years ago, bro. It's not. That's not going to happen, man.
I cannot see.
Three teams with no defenses and no running game.
The defense New Orleans has got better. A defense. They don't have a defense. They got better.
They got players they put on the field. They don't stop anybody.
They will.
I don't have a lot of confidence in Rob Ryan. I don't. I didn't have a lot in Dallas. I don't have a lot here. But he's got talent now on this team on defense. Anyway, that's our preview for the NFC South. Next week, we're going to try to do the AFC South and the NFC East.
And we should have a nice guest for y'all all right. Next week to help us preview the AFC South.
Sweet. All right. We're gonna
Fingers
go into,
crossed.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown. Dummy of the Week. All right. You guys got any dummies?
The four Ohio State players that just got suspended. For the first game of the season, I mean, come on, guys. And Phil Mickelson at the Open Championship last week, on the 17th hole, teeing off, how his tee shot land on the balcony.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
How do you – you're a professional golfer. You hit it on the balcony out of play, and you were in contention? That
he was aiming for it.
That's a dummy move right there, dog.
He's aiming for it, man.
So that's what I got.
I don't know if I really have any dummies of the week.
Oh, come on. I got a dummy on your team.
He's not a dummy. Fine. I'm going to give him the dummy. Justin Hunter.
Right.
Look, bro. Stop going to bars, getting drunk, and hitting people. All right? Because you were looking to be the solid number one receiver on the team, and now we don't even know if you're going to be able to play.
You know what's going to be, and this isn't funny, but it's going to be the first one to get three arrests by the wide receiver. Who you over under, DeGreen, Beckham, and Justin Hunter getting at least five arrests this year?
No, that's over.
Maybe combined.
No, that's what I mean. No, hold on now. Come on, y'all. Hunter's been in the league 3 years now. This is the first time he's ever been in trouble. I think it was just one of those weird situations.
I hope so.
Now, Green, on the other hand, might get five by himself. There's a very good possibility of that.
No, and they're all going to have to deal with the Green because he's going to be smoking it up.
He's been behaving, so I'll give him
he
credit.
He has.
All right, you guys ready? Yeah, you got any more? You done? Who yours?
You
ready for mine?
You're my dummy of the week.
What for? What?
I don't know.
You just put me up there?
Yes.
All right. That's my wife calls me that every once in a while.
Dummy of the week?
Yeah.
It's a very weird insult. Oh, yeah, well, you're a dummy of the week.
How you know? This is my thing. The first one we'll go to is EA Sports Madden NFL Twitter account had the perfect response to a criticism they received from the Seattle Seahawks about Marshawn Lynch.
I love that.
They said, come on, Madden. What's a beast got to do to get a 99 trucking on the game?
And then it's
they go back and they say they got a picture of a playbook with four halfback dives.
On the goal line?
On the goal line. That is great.
I mean,
and unless you're Pete Carroll, then you're going to spread it out and try to throw the ball and be cute.
It was a good play call, just a bad throw.
It was pass interference.
It was the dumbest call ever. One thing, even if Marshawn Lynch wouldn't have scored, he wouldn't have turned the football over.
It was pass interference.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was. It was.
My next dummy, this is absolutely crazy. Electronic Sports League will begin drug testing for PEDs.
What is the point of this?
Drug testing.
What is this?
How are they going to do this?
You hit the X button three times too many during the 60-second trial. You're on PED. What? I want to know the name of the performance-enhancing drug for this.
The ECL commits were kind of funny, in my opinion. referring to communication between his teammates at ECO 1, whatever, the event in Poland where this match took place. Friesen then hesitates for a moment before saying, "I don't even care. We were all on Adderall. I don't even give a blank. It was pretty obvious if you listen to the comments."
So now Adderall is a PED.
Yes.
It's a stimulant.
But they're talking about that they're going to gaming. They're talking about gaming, that they're going to have a drug test for gaming.
Hey, if they jacked up on Adderall and think they can play for 24 hours straight, then that's an unfair advantage.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Right?
What are they going to do, ban coffee next?
Probably. That'd be next.
That no-dose got to go. The Red Bull, no wings for you, homie. Sorry.
No-dose have got to go.
The next one. Why do I have to talk about a Clipper? Josh Smith says he doesn't know how his family will live off of his $6.9 million contract with the Clippers.
Then you shouldn't have went to the Clippers.
Well, he ain't have many choices because they weren't knocking down his door to sign him.
$6.9 million.
I want to explain something to you, Josh. At the end of the day, he says, at the end of the day, you know, I do have a family. So it's going to be a little harder on me this year, but I'm going to push through it, you know. All right, let me tell you something, you overprivileged athlete.
So he basically said he doesn't know how his family is going to live off of $6.9 million.
Exactly.
I am going to punch you in the throat the next time I see you.
There are hardworking people that don't make $100 a week or $1,000 a week to live, and you're talking about 6.9. I got an idea. Stop having 10 kids. That's wrong. Stop living above your lifestyle.
I mean,
he went from $18 million a year to
I don't care.
Here's
a response to that.
Pay decrease.
Guess what, Mr. Smith? I am a former soldier in the Army. You know how much the average soldier in the military makes? You can't answer me because you off trying to figure out how to save money because you make $6.9 million. $18,000 a year. We find a way to do it. And you mean 6 point? I'm going to punch you dead in the throat.
He might have a lot of expenses. You know, the yacht down in Atlanta, the $7 million mansion down there.
Where you driving a yacht in Atlanta?
You got to have it. You a baller? You got it in your driveway next to your Escalade.
The hell?
A yacht?
In Atlanta?
You know you got to – you want to bring the hoes from Magic City. And put them on your yacht.
Stop going to the city club or wherever you go to down there. The next one is, you know, the Mexico coach, Miguel Herrera, who allegedly fought with a journalist after in Philadelphia at the airport. He brawled with the journalist at the airport.
Man, so, sometimes – the media gets under people's skin.
Look, they don't get on you that much. Come on. Walk the other way. Be a big man. You can't do that. And then he got fired.
He should get fired. You can't attack the broadcaster.
The next one I got is Redskins say that 7.8 billion people followed their training camp last year.
I was like, yeah, I saw that.
7.8 billion?
I was like, there aren't 7.8 billion people in the world. How do 7.8 billion people follow your training camp? I think it was a typo, and they meant million.
I agree with you. I think that's what they meant. That's just – I don't understand.
But it's the Washington program, and, you know, nothing makes sense coming out of there.
That's true. The next one is Marlins play fart noises over the PA during Nationals batting practice.
They got to do something because they don't have any fans in the stadium making any noises. So the fart noises is a great idea.
That is very true. And then the last but not least, which Big Shout loves, Jets fans trolled the Pats by having a banner fly over their practice saying, "Cheaters, look up."
That was hysterical. The Jets, hopefully they can make the Pats pay for cheating and win a division finally.
I've got to say, they always do something pretty funny. The Jets fans.
The fire, the Riley billboard last year. Now this right here. You got to love it. You got to love it.
Yes. The Jets may not be winning on the field, but their fans has been great. Going on from, you know, dummies of the week, that's all our dummies this week. We got a lot of baseball news we was going to go into. The baseball deadline is tomorrow. Pirates add Ramirez from the Brewers. Royals trade for Johnny Cueto. The Angels acquired Shane Victorino from the Red Sox, which I know you love. The Tigers traded closer Soria to the Pirates. The Nationals acquired Jonathan Papelbon. Hamels would not accept a trade to the Astros, would be traded to the Rangers. And, I mean, that's all the trades. Right? And Indians trade Brandon Moss to the Cardinals.
Well, with Cole Hamels, he had a lot of offers, and I guess he just wanted to pick where he wanted to go. And I guess Texas was calling him. I don't believe he wanted to be a third wheel behind Greinke and Kershaw. That wasn't sitting on him too well. So, do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why he didn't. No, I don't. You don't want to go to L.A. and win a World Series? Come on. I guess after beating them all them years, I guess he didn't want to be on the team.
Exactly. But I am impressed with the Royals. I love what the Astros did, too, picking up Scott Kazmir.
So, that's your winners?
Those are my big winners. And the Toronto Blue Jays.
I was going to say, the Blue Jays are my winners right now, picking up Tulo and adding David Price. I think that puts them in the AL East race with the Yankees. And the Yankees traded for Dustin Ackley of the Mariners today. That's it. That scares you, don't you? All right. We're going to get straight into Sunshine, Performer of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
All right. Who is your Sunshine of the Week?
Kyle Busch swept the Brickyard this weekend, the Xfinity race, and then the Brickyard 400. He has been on a tear. This man is on a mission to get into this chase and to win it all. And, of course, the birthday boy, Alex Rodriguez. He has been knocking the stitching off the baseball. Keep it up.
He had three homers the other day, right?
Right? He might be on PEDs. But for right now, you get a Sunshine Award. So, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. The first one I'm going to put the Yankees because they've been tearing. They won a game the other day 21-5 against the Rangers.
That was incredible, man.
They were down 5-0, came back and won 21-5. It was impressive, and they were 8-2 in the last 10 games. The next one is Jim Welter for being hired as Arizona Cardinals assistant coach. Defense line, right?
Linebacker.
Linebacker position. And then last but not least, I got to give a shout-out to Eric Berry for returning to the Chiefs this week. He was cleared to practice. He's the safety that had cancer last year. He is in remission now. He's playing again this year. He's back at practice.
Hopefully he can have the same impact he had before he had to leave. What was it, like a blood clot in his lung or something?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because when he was on, he was one of the best safeties in the league. And Kansas City sure missed him coming down the stretch.
Yeah, they needed his experience, and he'll be back next year. Or he'll be back. He's back now. Next, we're going to go right into two words. And I hate that Kyle's not here right now for this.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, first one, we're going to go with Braxton Miller. He switched from quarterback to wide receiver for us to say two words.
Bum shoulder.
Ooh, bum shoulder. That's a good one. Florida State. Why didn't you transfer?
Well, he even said that he's not sure his shoulder can hold up to play the quarterback position, but he is a playmaker. If you get the ball in his hands, he can do some good things. So he feels like Terrell Pryor. If I go out at wide out, y'all throw me the ball, that'll make some things happen.
Or at least he did it now instead of waiting in the NFL. Right. It'd be better now. Hulk Hogan.
Dang. That's a good one. I'm stuck here. I'm trying to think of one.
Bad comments.
Right?
go ahead.
I'll just go with what you said, bad comment.
Vin Baker. And the reason I posted, Vin Baker is now a Starbucks manager in Connecticut, I think. He has fallen that far down that now he's Starbucks covers his money. And because he was in, he was alcoholism and everything else.
Moving up.
Hot latte. Albert Pujols.
Man. Fat Albert. This Fat Albert.
Hall of Fame. 2000 NBA basketball team.
Not accurate.
Really soft.
Really?
Yeah. 90s NBA basketball team.
Mm. Missing players.
More physical.
They were physical, man. I remember seeing players clothesline.
Oh,
come
yeah.
to the paint if you want to.
Yeah, and you get now. Tom Cruise, the new Mission Impossible movie begins tomorrow.
Please stop.
Nicole Kidman. And last but not least, the Detroit Tigers for being sellers.
About time.
I won't say what you're thinking, but really stupid.
Really?
Yeah, for trading, you're still in the race. You trade David Price, and you trade your closer, and you're trying to trade Cepedes. I mean, you're giving up already. And you got Cabrera.
He'll be the next one to go.
I don't know if
you know
he'll
Detroit
ever
is bankrupt. Say, dude, that's true. You don't have no money.
That's true. That's very true. I hate to see the Tigers keep rebuilding every other year. They trade. All right, we're gonna go straight into Bon Voyage. Bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye. A big Bon Voyage to Jonathan Martin, the 25-year-old offensive lineman, officially retired. His back will not allow him to continue playing in the NFL.
You know, I meant to talk about that earlier. I forget.
It's a shame too. If you remember Jonathan Martin, he was involved in the bullying scandal of a couple seasons ago with the Miami Dolphins and Richie Incognito. And I was hoping that it was going to work out here for Carolina, because you can't have enough linemen on the offensive or the defensive
Absolutely.
Side. But it is what it is. So bon voyage.
Absolutely. That's it.
That's all right.
The first one, Hulk Hogan. Let go by the WWE, broke off the Legends contract because of his racist remarks.
What you gonna do, brother, to get a paycheck now?
I talked about it on a different show earlier. I hate to see him. People make mistakes. What he said is not right whatsoever, and I hate it. I just hope, you know, I look at him as one of my heroes of wrestling, not of my life. And that's I draw a difference. I don't want to be like Hulk Hogan. I want to be like my dad or other people. Mets Henry Mejia got suspended 162 games for PED use.
Idiot.
Yeah. Colin Cowherd, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. No longer ESPN. He's at Fox Sports. I think Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, but they might be re-looking at that because of his comments about Dominican players last week.
Oh, really?
On the ESPN broadcast. Oh, man. Jose Bautista was hyped about it. I mean, it was a big thing, man.
All right. I didn't hear that because I was out of the country, of course. But ESPN from 10 to 2 is not the same with Colin. I mean, you say what you want. The guy was attention, and he was pretty good for one person doing what he does.
But ESPN, you know, they are the big company.
Yep.
They will keep the boat moving.
We talked about earlier, Miguel Herrera got fired as a Mexico coach. They voted him out after the incident in Philadelphia. Layla from WWE, she retired. So she's done.
Oh, man, I like Layla, too. Yeah.
Layla retired.
Wasn't
and then,
she the first, like, Divas winner?
Yes. Yeah, I think she was the first one. And she was a Miami Heat cheerleader also. And last but not least, Junior Gillette being released by the Saints for his beach brawl incident and other things that went on. And he is looking to sign with, I think the Giants are looking to bring him in for a visit.
That's a damn shame. This guy keeps getting in trouble, but teams keep bringing him in.
Yep. And they keep Will.
And they, I guess when you have football talent, you can keep being a butthole about things, I guess.
That's right. All right, you got anything else?
As always, guys, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere from Big Shot and Easy. I'm Rocky. We'll catch us next week on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Have a good week. And I can't take it no more.